Bone Boy Speaks, episode 473, Media Diversity End Around. In addition to TV stations, moving across the country to get better access to better markets, other things that TV stations are doing is, having somebody else do their newscasts for them. And this happens, here in Seattle, I think a couple of the stations, not the big network stations, but a couple of the smaller stations have, they'll have one of the bigger stations newscasts on, at 10 o'clock or something rather than the 11 o'clock news. I don't think that's so much of an issue. And I think in those cases, the stations are actually owned by the same company or whatever. But what's happened is in some of these markets, if there's six stations, four of the stations may have the same company essentially producing the newscast for all of them. That creates a problem, right? So your local stations are, you're not getting diversity of information there. And there are laws against this. I mean, there are laws against, ownership of TV stations and newspapers and stuff like that. The same company can't own, both or something. I don't remember the exact rules, but also there's just a certain number of people, or a certain percentage of the coverage can't be owned by one company. And so by essentially turning over control of the news and the local programming to one company, multiple stations do that, the numbers could be more than 40%, which I think is the target that the FCC has set for this. And so they're basically getting around the media ownership rules, because if four of the six local stations were owned by the same company, that would be a clear violation of those rules. But if the news is produced by four of the six stations using the same third party, then what's the difference, right? And so the FCC is getting upset about it, and these other companies are trying to fight it, and so there's going to be court battles and stuff. But on some level, I understand this, the fight and why those rules exist. But you're looking at television, and there are so many other sources of information these days, right? Not just on the television, but on the internet, and the radio and all those other places that you can get information. Maybe about local events, maybe not. But there's more sources of information. So I don't think anybody has a monopoly on information anymore. I mean, as much as these companies are trying trying to hold on to old business models, the reality is the information's out there if you want it. And I realize not everybody has access to the internet the same way. They're not going to get the same quality of information, and they may have to work harder to get it. But the information's out there. I think the FCC is right to challenge these companies on what they're doing, because I definitely think more diversity in sources is always a good thing. And let's face it, these companies have part of their license agreement with the FCC is to provide things in the public interest, and is the consolidation of sources about information or sources about what's going on in the world. Is consolidating that to fewer companies in the public interest? I don't think so. And so, but as I say, for people who are interested, there's definitely other sources, and maybe not in smaller communities, which might itself be an issue. But there's a lot of information out there, way more than when these rules were crafted. And so, they may be archaic, maybe, but I think it's a fight worth having in any case. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.